Today on Media Lure Sandwich.
Hey, I'm Randy Zimmerman. I'm here at the Flint Fall Fest, and we're talking Flint Comics and Entertainment, the Flint Comics Fall Fest, and the Flint Comics Con.
But not Pod Bros. We're not talking about Pod Bros today.
Not Pod Bros at all. No. No. Doesn't work.
Welcome to Media Lure Sandwich. I am not joined by Crazy Mark, because he's off helping out some con or something going on behind me.
Something happening. Yep. It's a fall fest.
I am Sky Miley, better known as Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK, and of course you are watching or listening to Media Lure Sandwich. With me today is Randy. You mind go ahead and shout yourself out real quick?
Hello everybody. We're doing the Flint Comics Fall Fest. Randy Zimmerman. I do Flint Comics and Entertainment. We're doing the Flint Comics Fall Fest right now, right here at the Flint Farmers Market.
Yeah, good. Thank you for inviting us out here.
Not a problem. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I've been in this area for a few different things. The Flint Zombie Walk, Flint Horror Market, which was last year. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the area for a couple things. I didn't realize the Farmer Market was like this. It's so nice, and it's interesting to see the stuff going on outside and how well it actually blends somehow.
Yeah.
Was this your first choice in venue? If it wasn't, you could just say, we like this venue.
Oh, no.
Blank once for yes, twice for no.
No. We also do a Comics Con every April, and our first five Comics Cons were down at the Masonic Temple downtown.
And what Flint or Detroit?
No, here in Flint.
Okay.
Yep. And that place is amazing. It's got a couple of great, there's like three auditoriums inside that building. It's an amazing marvel of architecture. But Carrie Ann here at the market, they ended up switching the farmer's market from about a mile or so away from here over to the new facility right here. Mm-hmm. This used to be the old Flint Journal press building.
Okay.
That's why behind us we have this big open space. Because that's where the big Gutenberg press used to be, where you could walk by those big windows and see these reels and rolls of newsprint roll out. So they moved over here to the farmer's market, and they knew that they were downtown. So Carrie Ann knew I did a Comics Con once a year for Flint Comics, asked if we'd be interested in coming over to the market. So we started comparing prices, and she literally wooed me over here. Well, yeah, you can take half of the atrium. Of course you can take the upstairs for any of your overflow. Whatever you need, we want you here at the market. So I'm like, okay, so we'll try it at the market for a year. So we came over here 3-4 years ago, literally doubled our attendance. Just absolutely crazy. But the cool thing about it is that the farmer's market is here, and the farmer's market is on while the convention is on. So you've got folks that'll come in and look at the convention, go out and have lunch, come back, maybe even look some more, go out and have second lunch, come back and buy. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta say, for a Comic-Con, I think I had the best lunch here than any other Comic-Con I've been to.
You can't get better food. And it's up to you for whatever you like. The market's got everything here, which is just insane.
Yeah, where else would I go? So I scratch my head. Do I want lasagna or shawarma?
There you go. Yep.
And that was a really tough choice. And my nephew Bradley's looking at me like, wait, they had shawarma?
And that's only because you didn't walk to the end of the market to see Charlie's, because Charlie's barbecue is amazing.
Oh, I was told they had a very long line.
I'm sure they did. They usually do. Yep. But they're fast. They serve real quick.
Okay. So. And, of course, the Comics Con isn't the only thing you do. Let's go ahead and talk about this wonderful piece of literature.
Well, the reason we started the Comics Con was because we did Flint Comics and Entertainment. And that's a monthly newspaper that we give away for free. It's advertiser-supported most of the time. And we give it away free to readers. Mm-hmm. And so, which is really cool, because we've got like 250 distribution points just here in this county. We distribute from Birch Run to Holly and from Davison to Owosso. So it's all of Genesee County, a little bit of Saginaw County, about half of Shiawassee County. And we move through 10,000 copies of this.
And it's bigger than that, because most of the cons I go to are like in Wayne County and I don't know, wherever Southfield is. Uh-huh. And I still see these popping up. I don't know if you're dropping them off, but I still see them like at cons.
What we do is, like I said, we print 10,000 of these.
Okay.
And then every month we get back anywhere from a couple hundred to 500 or 600, maybe even seven, depending upon the time of year. Anything that's left over, normally on freebie publications like this, they'd either hit the trash or the recycle bin. Right. But I make our distributor drop the return copies over at my house. I take the readable ones, and I do comic conventions and hand them out there. Because you don't have to be from Flint to enjoy Flint comics.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just awesome.
Because it's a combination of all kinds of different comic strips. There's columns in there from local talent. As much good quality local talent as we can get our hands on.
Okay, so family friendly.
Always.
Man, I would love to swing by your place on Halloween. I'm sure you give off.
We get, you know, I'm not that overboard on Halloween as much as we have a contributor called Paul Cornelis that does a random rant in the paper. He sings in a band called Lords of October.
I've seen that band.
And he does what he calls Scarage Town in his neighborhood. He turns his whole neighborhood into like a Halloween show place. Right. All through that time of year.
So how did you get started with this?
That's the paper I always wanted to read when I was a kid, or when I was growing up and having that passion for comics. So it's just a big mash of stuff that I think is fun to read.
Mm-hmm.
We like to consider ourselves Flint's favorite bathroom reader. You know, sometimes you'll be down here at the loft or at Churchill's, walk into the restroom, and there's one straddled across that little handicap bar. It's always like, yeah, awesome.
That's actually really cool.
It is. It really is. But that's what it's there for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a time, and I distribute downtown here in Flint myself personally, and over in Montrose and Corunna, because that's where I'm from. I know people over there. There's not a single time that I go out and distribute that I don't open up a red box or I don't go to a distribution point. We have red boxes also all over the county where you can just walk up and take a funny paper.
Right.
That there's not one in there that's used. And you can tell it's used because you really have to take care in order to refold it, because it folds out just like a regular newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, once you've read it, it's hard to fold back up and hit the same fold. So we'll see one in there that's all mangled or red, or, you know, that makes me happy too, because I just take it and recycle it.
It's totally a compliment.
It is.
So you have several different comics and everything. What is the longest running comic that's in these?
Man, that's a rough one, because there's been a lot of them that have run in there for, some of them have run for an issue, some of them have run for 10 issues, some of them have run the entire run. Popeye, Flash Gordon have run for ever since issue one.
Those are some big names too. How did you end up working that in there?
It's real easy when you know the syndicate to ask. You know, you just get a hold of the syndicate. Hey, I'm starting a paper. Okay, how much are you going to print every month? Well, I'm only printing 10,000. All right, well, if you want to pay us this much, you can pick up a package that'll give you this, 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 and this, and this.
Right.
That's all it is.
Okay, so the local artists are in it.
Yep.
How many of them are at the show?
Wow. I couldn't give you an exact count who's here at this show. But it's a general rule, any show that we run, the Comics Cons and now the Fall Fest, any artist who wants to come who's a contributor to the paper gets a free table.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, we are running month to month, literally, and it's not like I can pay these guys for their contributions. So I'm constantly telling them they have to take advantage of every fringe benefit that I can throw their way, and that's definitely one of them. And that also helps the paper out, too, because you've got people that come in and meet. You know, for example, Emily Zelasco is here, who does the Piece of Cake strip that's on the back. It's a relatively new comic. We've probably been running it since last October, because she contacted me with a Halloween strip that was so good. I said, you need to do this every month. If you think you can do this every month, I want to print you, because you've got nice quality
of
your work.
Big fans of Emily Zelasco. We see her at so many of these events that we go to.
Yep. She couldn't make our April show, but she sure made this one. And now she'll come back whenever she can. So the door is always open for her.
Wow.
As long as they're contributing to the paper, they're welcome to a table here.
Just want to open these papers and go around. Okay, are you in here? Are you in this issue? Let me get your signature.
Well, I can break it down. Jason Moore does our Halloween cover every month or every year, and it's usually a Flint icon that's destroying, or a monster that's destroying a Flint icon. It's usually done in black and white.
Okay.
Because eventually he's going to have a Flint portfolio together that he'll be able to sell at shows of all these different monsters destroying their different parts of Flint. We have the Cardinal that we've been running from since issue 15 by Kurt Kolka. He lives up in Gaylord or Grayling. I think he just moved to Grayling. We have Alien Life, who's by Justin Faber. He's here today. That's a green or gray alien strip and their interactions with humans. We have Wasteland Horizon. That's by Josh Harris. He just started up about a year ago. Other strips that we carry in there, we carry a single panel comic strip by Pat Hardin, who's been printed literally everywhere except for the New Yorker. And he's been in Scientific American. He's been in Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he lives local. And he found out we were doing the paper. We had lunch one time over here at the Torch. And he gave me a whole ream of his cartoons. Here you go. Let me know when you run out of these and I'll give you more.
Wow, that's so cool.
He just had to be part of the paper. That's all, because he saw it was from Flint.
Wow.
So, yeah, we run four of his strips in there every month. Let me think. I put my own stuff in there whenever I can. And a lot of times, depending upon my deadline, I don't have much in there. We run Piece of Cake. That's by Emily Zelasco. Mm-hmm. She's here at the show. Pope of Carriage Town is by Mike Mahoney. And he's this older guy, but he's got an incredible sense of timing. He's not the exact best artist, but he knows how to deliver a 3 or 4 panel strip and make a joke. And he's got a good quality to his stuff.
So if someone wants to be in your paper, how do they go about doing that?
They contact me at flintcomics@gmail.com, and that's comics with an X. All one word, Flint right. Comics. And send me samples of their work.
Now, you're mostly local. You're expanding.
We are pretty much local, yep.
If someone, let's say, from anywhere else in the U.S., besides California, let's say Milwaukee, because Milwaukee needs more shout-outs out there. Mm-hmm. If they want to be in the comic, or if they want to be in the paper.
They'd have to be really good.
Okay.
I mean, really good, so good that I can't turn them away. When I was at a recent Grand Rapids show about 2 years ago, and I ran across Beardo by Dan Doherty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever seen Beardo, it's about a guy who graduated with a Bachelor of Arts and ended up working at a Starbucks. It's a real slice of life strip, and it's literally about his life. It's an amazing strip. The first time I saw that, I ran back to him. I said, hey, we need to print you in the paper. And he's been printed in there ever since. I bought a set of his books. He offered to send me copies of the files, and I'm like, you don't have to do that. I'll just scan them. It'll be great. It'll look the same. It'll be fantastic, because newsprint is pretty forgiving. If I was printing on slick paper, then I'd want to have him send me
stats. Yeah, I was totally going to ask you about that newsprint versus that paper that most comics use.
You know what's awesome about using newsprint is that you get somebody with a big newsprint press. And again, very similar to how they used to print the newspaper here. It was all run off on a large press newsprint. This guy, we have a local printer that does it. It's just barely outside of Genesee County who prints the paper. Mm-hmm. I can deliver a file to him on a Friday night by 5 o'clock, end of business day. He has his third shift printed on Friday. He has somebody deliver it to our distributor on Saturday, and it's on the street. Saturday, maybe Monday at the latest, depending upon how busy my distributor is.
10,000 copies.
10,000 copies. Boom, out there. That's amazing. And the really bizarre thing about it is that the guy has a bad habit of calling me if he's going to be a day late and apologizing. Dude, I can't get the paper printed tonight. It's going to have to be tomorrow night. And I'm like, I come from printing comics where you're lucky. If you get a 2-week turnaround time, that's amazing.
You're right.
This guy has a 24-hour turnaround, and he apologizes if he's going to be 48.
Yeah.
Okay, we can deal with that.
You say have a background in printing comics.
Yep.
Can you talk more about that? What else are you still doing other things on top of this?
Making me feel old is what it is. I've been around. I've been doing self-publishing. I grew up with a passion for comics. Right. That's pure and simple. I got into it in the 80s. During the black and white boom, and I got the self-publishing bug. And once you get that, it just doesn't go away. You can go out and you can try to work for Marvel and DC, but you're still going to print your own stuff, because there's the comics especially, it's just like music. It's one of the few forms of pure self-expression out there. you can tell in a comic story that you can tell, make an editorial point and be almost as vicious as you can possibly imagine being. And you're just a cartoon. It's all good, you know? So, and comics literally sprung out of editorial cartoons where they were poking fun at politicians. All of a sudden, that politician in that newspaper had a pig nose. Everybody loved it. You know, it's the way it worked. That's how comics were born. They were meant to be, and I just got done doing a column for that. I do an opinion column with Indie Volt about every other week now. But my latest column is all on propaganda and how comics, good comics, personal comics, independent comics, are literally propaganda because that one person is sitting there drawing up his point of view and getting that across to the reader.
Right. Yeah.
To me, that's the art form. So once I got that independent bug, that was it for me.
So, I mean, I see you're wearing a Disney shirt.
A duck shirt.
And
yeah.
And you talk about how political cartoons are a huge influence.
Uh-huh.
What was the bigger influence, the political cartoons or the really family-friendly?
Well, you see, growing up, mm-hmm. I grew up in a very restrictive religion that didn't allow me to have superhero comics for the longest time because they were too violent. And this was back during the Batman, Adam West era.
Okay.
So if they, you know, nowadays, I would never be able to buy the comics that are out there now. But when I was a kid growing up, it was Donald Duck, it was Archie, it was everything but superheroes for me for the longest time. It really, you know, gave me my love for the funny animals. So I've got another shirt at home, too, that's all original old school Mickey Mouse comic covers. You know, Mickey Mouse with the dot eyes. Just classic stuff.
Oh,
and I've got bound volumes of the Barks material, Carl Barks material at home, who was a guy that created Uncle Scrooge and send Donald off on all these crazy serious adventures. So I still have a, you know, weakness for Donald. So it's the way it is.
Okay, so you've been around the printing business for quite a while, and you're doing
years
several different things where we're working with local artists. What do you say to an artist that is trying to get their stuff published or trying to get their stuff out there?
I just got done talking to somebody just a few minutes ago. Uh-huh. The big key is to not give up, follow your passion, because you never know where that's going to lead. Get to know what that is, and once that is, then you work. Mm-hmm. And if you're really following your passion, it doesn't really seem like work. You know, sorry. Looking back on my history, I had a deep passion for comics that, you know, I never looked at it like that. I just always wanted to read them. You know, I wanted to know how they were manufactured. I dissected comics. I was so mad because I had shredded my copy of Giant Size X-Men number 1 because I was going in and studying Dave Cockrum and how the composition that he used, and pretty soon pages were falling out. And I went to go buy it again at Motor City, and I had to pay angrily $8 for a copy of the comic. I was so mad. So mad. And nowadays it's what, an $80,000 book or something like that. So
right.
It's crazy expensive. But yeah, that's to me, that's the market. I've always wanted to know how it worked. I got into retailing comics for a while when the direct market sprung up, and it just angered me because I always thought I could do better. So I just kept going out there and kept doing my own. And that's the key. You really have to go out there and do the work, understand the market, before you can go out and be part of the market. You sure better know what it's all about.
Wow, I can't... I can't even say it better, man. That's why I love having people like you on here. You know, I could say something like, "Yeah, what's he know? He's doing other things." You know,
I did a lot of self-publishing for a while and worked in the direct market and had to deal with diamond distributors. And the one thing I learned, the big thing that I learned, is that you have to figure out a way to get around them.
Right.
Or else they're making more money than you are, and that's a problem because you're doing all the work, mm-hmm. and you need that reward in order to make that passion worthwhile. And that's in every type of entertainment field. You've got to figure out how to make it work, and then you figure out how to make it work for you. So for me, it wasn't worth my time doing direct market comics where I was moving 1,000 copies, or I was jumping up and down, because I've printed every type of comic just about that you can imagine. Haven't gotten into romance comics, not sure if I ever will, but I've done science fiction, I've done superhero, I've done funny animals, I've done funny animals in space, I've done fantasy stuff, I've written a lot of comics, I've pitched a lot of comics to a lot of publishers, and for me, you just have to go out there and figure out how to make the thing work. And for me, doing a paper and having it circulated, moving 10,000 copies in my hometown, I'm read more now than when I was out there dealing with Diamond. And I'm read locally by people who actually know me. You'd be amazed at this show. And I love it. People walking up, hey, Randy, how you doing? Good. Whoever you are, awesome. You know, thanks for knowing who I am. My wife tells me she can't take me anyway. And we've got this big, we've got a big story of what we went up to the All Dark Park up at Mackinac City one time. This, it's a place where you can go. There's no light pollution. You can see all the stars in the sky. We're out there late at night. We're walking down the trail towards the dark park. We pass a couple, and the guy stops, and he turns around and says, hey, are you Randy Zimmerman? And my wife throws her hands in the air and goes, oh, my God. And turns around and walks away. Can't take you anywhere. It was a guy that I had printed back when I was self-publishing who recognized me. He had changed so much, I didn't know who he was until he told me who he was. And I'm like, oh, hey, Jack, dude, how you doing? Haven't seen you in years. What's going on? You know? But that's the way it is. And you get around long enough, and you be in the business long enough, and you get to know it long enough, people get to know you back.
All right. Well, thank you for having us here. Really appreciate the invite.
I can talk on and on.
Yeah, Mark has nothing but awesome things to say about you.
Mark is awesome, you know, because you can see that that's a cool thing about doing art of any type, whether it's video art or comic art, is seeing that evolution. You know, and that's the cool thing for me with Mark, because he started out, you know, please sponsor my public access show. Okay, here's a couple copies of it. And then I'm watching it and going, you know, I like B-movies. I really do. And it was there and it was okay. And the last time I met Mark, he gave me some copies of his show. I take it back and load it up. And it's all professional looking, and he's doing these video slides and all of this great sound work. And I'm like, dude, wow. What? This is awesome. So I love Mark. He's incredible. And anything I can do to help him out, that's just the way I feel about it. And again, he's out there doing his own personal work. That's the whole key. And you got to go out there and you bust your butt until you make it work. That's what it is.
All right.
So, and then, you know, for me, if you can't find the right amount of advertisers, you throw shows like this and you throw the proceeds out there and hope that there's going to be enough in that bank account to get you through the winter when the advertisers aren't always there. Okay. See, I'm dealing in Flint, too. So when the water crisis hit up here, our advertisers dried up. A lot of our restaurant guys just didn't have the money to advertise. Mm-hmm. So after like 78 issues, I had to stop. Because we just weren't getting any money in.
Right.
So I stopped printing from July until the following, almost an entire year there. Because I still wanted to do it, but there just wasn't the money out there for the paper. Plus my commercial work, because I do a lot of illustration work on the side. You do what you can, you know. Mm-hmm. It kept me busy. I ran across somebody who wanted to sell ads, and I said, hey, you sell enough ads, we're back up again. Within a month, she had sold enough ads. We were back up again. But also, by that time, too, the water crisis had kind of eased off a little bit. I won't say it passed because it's not over.
Right.
But it had eased up enough, and we found enough advertisers out there to keep going. And we've been going ever since, slowly chugging away. So, like I said, if you're ever in the Flint area, Birch Run to Holly, Davison to Owosso, swing by any family restaurant, coffee shop, bookstore, comic shop that you can find. Sometimes bathroom, absolutely.
Library bathroom.
We've got sets of red boxes all over town. There's one out here in front of the Farmer's Market. There's one in front of Lunch Studio. There's one in front of the Masonic Temple where we had the original Comics Cons. It's still there. And we load it up once a month and it moves. It just goes.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and it's so awesome now that there are newspaper boxes out there that have a funny book in them. For me, that's it. I really don't want to ever stop doing this.
Oh, wow.
And it's reinstilled my love of comics for my love of the art form, because after a while, it's real easy to get bitter about the industry, bitter about the market. Oh, nobody reads me. The stuff I do is all, you know, my stuff. And Nobody wants
to read
it.
How do you avoid that? That is something you see a lot.
You do what you love. And you figure out, you find the people that love reading what you're doing, you know? And if not, then you do something else. You figure out what else you're going to do.
Okay. So where can people find you at? Where's a good website?
Websites, Facebook is the prime one. Okay. Flint Comics has a Facebook page. We always tell folks to follow that. And I had to start that. I had to start that up. I contribute to it on a regular basis because, and this is how fanatical people are about this paper, I was late 1 month, a couple days. I got a call from nowhere. Hello? Where's the paper? That's all he said. I said, excuse me, who's this? He goes, don't worry about me. Where's the paper? So I said, well, I told him whenever to expect it. Thanks. Boom. That was it. That was the whole conversation. So now I'm up on Facebook. If you follow Flint Comics on Facebook, you'll see the paper's in production. Issue 90 is in production. Issue 90 is going to press. Issue 90 is at the distributor. Issue 90 is all out on the street. Hope you can find a copy. And it's like sitting there at the starting line with a starting pistol, like going, ready, set, boom. Go look for it.
That's awesome.
Super rewarding. That's what that is. Just super rewarding. And I still get calls from folks. And I like go, hey, we got a Facebook page. Follow us on the Facebook page, okay? I still got a guy who used to text me every month. Every month. Hey, when's the next issue coming out? It's the first. Where are you at? It's like, dude, first weekend, please. First weekend of the month, we're usually out.
All right.
This weekend, because it's now the second, it's going to end up being the second weekend of the month, especially with Labor Day. But hopefully, knock on wood, everything will be done and out by this time next week.
All right. Well, once again, the Facebook page is Flint Comics. So that's with an X on at the end. COMIX for the audio listeners.
And one a month.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We're Media Lure Sandwich. You can find the video version on YouTube, youtube.com/ToadandK, or you could just go to MediaLureSandwich.com or PodBros. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and may the algorithms be in your favor.